back when music was talking about the issues that are going on in our in our country and in our community, there was an artist named Gil Scott-Heron. You remember that name?
I do. The Revolution. Yeah,
the revolution would not be televised. The Revolution would not be televised.
He didn't know about CNN though.
There was no CNN.
There was no CNN back then.
So now there's a book called Pieces of a Man, and the author, Marcus Baram, author of Gil Scott-Heron, Pieces of a Man. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. This is a wonderful day to be here, too.
Yeah, yeah. Were you around when Gil Scott-Heron was making these making music?
I was. I mean, I first was exposed to him in the 80s in college, so I didn't see him in his earliest, like when he did Revolution Will Not Be Televised, or in the 70s. I wish I'd seen him. But I heard him in college, The Bottle, Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Johannesburg, all those great hits in college. Yeah. And then when I moved to New York to be a school teacher in 91, I went to go see him in concert and was blown away. And we kind of just, I got to know him. And
how did you meet him?
Several times.
How did you first become introduced to him personally?
I basically talked to him backstage. You know, he used to perform at this little club in downtown New York, and I would go see the shows, and I would just kind of talk my way backstage and hang out, you know, for as long as before they kicked me out. And then years later, in 2008, I was a journalist, and I profiled him for New York Magazine. And so they had me come up, and he was living in a friend's apartment up in Harlem, and I would just kind of hang out, and we hung out for a few days, and I did a profile of him, and then we kind of kept in touch until he passed in 2011.
Has TV1 done an unsung on Gil Scott-Heron? Because he's definitely unsung.
Definitely.
Yeah, there was an unsung, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, unrecognized. And, you know, but partly because of, I mean, his height was the 70s. That's when he produced an album every year, and he had so many hits, from The Bottle, Johannesburg, Liberation Song. And a lot of, he had so much power. He was performing and touring with Stevie Wonder and, you know, doing concerts around the country and around the world. And then in the 80s, his music label, you know, dropped him because the music industry changed. And then he developed a drug addiction that kind of took him out of the picture for a long time. So he kind of disappeared.
But we only know him now from the sampling by other artists, right?
Exactly. Kanye, Common, Mos Def, they've all sampled him.
Yeah.
The Game. I mean, he's been sampled so many
times. How did he feel about that?
You know, he had mixed feelings. I think in the beginning he wasn't that happy because I think he saw, especially in like late 80s, early 90s, a lot of hip-hop was, he thought it was misogynistic and sexist and violent. And he didn't like a lot of the gangster rap. He thought it was kind of simple and crude. But I think over time, like by the mid-90s and a lot of like when he had Tribe Called Quest and Mos Def and Common, he saw people who were doing more poetry with lyrics and being more conscious, doing more conscious lyrics.
Which is more in line with where he was.
Gil's?
Yeah, he saw that as kind of the next generation of where he had come from, taking it to the next level. So he performed with some of those people. He performed with Common, he performed with Mos Def.
I'm gonna sit down and read this book. Play my Gil Scott-Heron for those golfers and mess that day up.
It's a very good book.
Day. Well, thank you. Today's a good day because you know.
And the day is a good day to play your Gil Scott-Heron playlist real loud so the golfers can hear it.
Yes.
And the Revolution, it may not be televised, but it is going to be broadcast for the golfers today, right?
Good. Because, well, Gil and Stevie Wonder helped, you know, create Martin Luther King Day. So I hope, I encourage everyone to read the book and read about that.
Marcus Baram, the book is called Gil Scott-Heron, Piece of a Man. Happy King Day, sir.
Happy King Day to you.
All right.
Stay blessed.
And if you don't know anything about Gil Scott-Heron, Google. On a day like today, the King holiday, a great day to do it. Yeah.